Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I continue to labor under the yoke of having to follow the Honorable Premier in making remarks to the public. I guess that's my lot in life these days. But let me say, as Finance Minister, I have a date with you all in 2 weeks when the budget is brought down to the people of Bermuda. And I can tell you that I have no intention of scooping myself here today. You're not getting any previews, any sneak previews, any secrets, any clues as to what is going to happen in 2 weeks. Suffice to say that, as we've outlined in the throne speech that you all heard, that we have a really big mountain to climb here in terms of the economy. We've inherited an economy that is in serious trouble, but we recognize that from the start, and I think that our proposed solutions that we put forward to the people of Bermuda in the run-up to the election is one of the reasons that we're government today, that we have sound ideas, we have a sound understanding of the economy, and we're going to put those ideas into action. We just talked about our proposals in the most cursory way today, and I'm not going to repeat them other than to say that we are fully intending to try to get this thing under control. One of the key proposals that we've talked about and we're working on very hard at the moment is to constitute this thing called the Sage Commission. And I can report to the Bermudian people that we've worked hard on that. We have the members of the commission already chosen. They've agreed to be on the commission. And I'm not going to tell you who they are today, but I will be making that announcement shortly, because we have some very well-known and highly respected Bermudians on this commission, and I'm looking forward to their work. They will have a very broad scope of work to do. Basically, I've told them, you know, you can look at anything in the public sector. If you think that it could be done better, be done more efficiently, we can, if it's a way that we can deliver the services better, or maybe there are services that maybe shouldn't be delivered by government. They're looking at all those sorts of things, and we are looking forward to their work. We have to bring legislation to Parliament to give them some teeth, some clout, and that legislation will be forthcoming as soon as possible. Perhaps might lay it next week or the week after next, because we don't have any time to waste. The problems are quite urgent. One of the other things mentioned in the throne speech was the issue of collecting money that's owed to government. You know, in other countries, government always seems to come first. You owe a whole lot of people, the debt to government always comes first. And because in the United States, in most countries, if you owe the government, they can put you in jail. Now, I'm not going to be proposing putting anybody in jail, but it seems to be in Bermuda, the government always seems to come last. You know, people pay off all the other debts, and they don't pay the government. Well, I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that's going to change. People who have taken money, for instance, from employees on the auspices of having to pay that money to the government, and instead of paying the money to the government, they use it for working capital, that's got to stop. Because when those people retire, they find out there's no money in the kitty for them. This is theft. So we are going to be taking a pretty strong line on those sorts of matters. It's another reason why the government has to go and borrow money, because we're not getting the cash that's owed to us. So those are some of the things that we are going to be focusing on to try to improve the financial position of the government. There are many, many more things I could say. I'm not going to say them now. You're going to have to wait 2 weeks' time. Thank you.